Oh, my show is on. Oh, my show is on. Good mornings. How are y'all in tings this morning, hunties? Oh, it's a beautiful day outside. Hope y'all look getting to it. Time to go get that money. I done already got mine, but I know some of y'all be working in the morning and whatnot. Okay. So, this morning on Kira's Talk, we're talking about friends, friendships. That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about friends. Everything that got to go with a friend, we talking about it. We talking about it. Let's get into it, okay? Let's get into it. So, first thing first, let's put out the definition of a friend. A friend is somebody you should be able to confide in. A friend is somebody you should be able to call on no matter what it is, what time of the day it is, no matter the situation or whatever. Your friend should be able to pull up hot for you because that's your friend. Okay? Your friend is family. What you know, your friend know. You know what I'm saying? And another thing with a friend is loyal to the end. A friend is loyal till the end. If they real. A friend is gonna tell you what it is and what it ain't. A friend ain't no yes man. Cause some of y'all got a lot of yes men as friends. Y'all ain't got no real friends. Y'all friends don't sit there and be telling y'all when y'all be doing crazy stuff. They just be letting you go ahead and do what you want to do. But if that was your real friend, would they let you do that? Would they let you trick off and trick yourself out of everything? Like, would they? Ask yourself that. When you ask yourself that, okay, then we're gonna move on. Okay? But ask yourself that now. Ask yourself that. So, okay, let's get into it with these friends, honey. Whew, I've had friends. And I don't think I fell out with number three of my friends. Or what I thought was. But that's a story for another day. But before all of that happened, all my friends was like my sisters. I treat all my friends like my sisters. Every last one of them. I got a different relationship with them. But they like my sisters. I love my friends. I really do. I love the old ones, the new ones. The ones that's been here, the Mud Sisters, I love them. Them, I don't even consider them friends. So, when y'all think of a friend, I think of a companionship. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my friend. You my ride or die. Whenever I need you, you there. It ain't no nothing. It ain't even no, you know what I'm saying? When you need me, I'm there. It should be vice versa. Friendships are always vice versa. They're always like, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. You help me, I help you. You should never be in competition with your friends. Never. If you in competition with your friends, you need to find some new friends. If you can't eat with your friends, if you can't sit down and throw out no business idea with your friend, if you can't even invest in your friend, why y'all friends? Is y'all friends just because y'all cute? Or just because your homeboy got, you know, y'all doing the same thing? Or because, you know, y'all got the same, I don't know, like y'all just share a lot of things that's similar? Materialistic things? Why are y'all friends with some of y'all friends? Do you ever ask yourself, why am I friends? If you're that type of person that just have so many friends that you, like, you can't even solely put together a friend that you could call on. Any time of the day, night, morning, whatever the case may be. If you were just down and out and you could call that friend, like, and you know they're going to pick up. Do y'all really have friends like that? Or do y'all just got the type of friend that just be like, hey, girl, let's go to the club. Or, hey, bro, they got these. Do you go down here, bro? We finna try to, you know what I'm saying? Da, 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 da. You know what I'm saying? Or do you got that type of friend? You know, they be like, hey, bro. You know what I'm saying? Hey, bro, don't say they about to go da, 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 this, that, and the four. Girls, you know what I'm saying? Like, girl, you heard about such and such talking about blah, blah, blah. Like, do y'all have them type of friend? Do y'all got them type of friend that be like, girl, you seen how the stock market just went up with this, that, and the fourth? Girl, I'm on job number two. I'm finna hit job number two. I'll see you this weekend. We'll go for brunch. Like, girl, you want to go out for little mani pedis? Let's go out to eat. Girl, I got you. Y'all got them type of friends. So what kind of friends do y'all have? And do y'all know the difference between the two? Because some of y'all got friends that's only good for a good time. They ain't even good for, like, when you down and out and you really need somebody. A lot of y'all ain't got friends like that. Y'all ain't got friends y'all can just call up and be like, girl, let's just go to the park. You know, I want to have a little cute picnic. Like, do y'all? Because I feel like in a friendship, you should always be able to have that bond with your friend. Like, you should be able to sit there. If your girl or your homeboy out of line, you should be able to get them back together. Like, hey, this ain't what you need to be doing right now. You really need to get yourself together because the way you going, it's a dead end. Without your friend being defensive and getting mad. Because they probably thinking like, oh, you must think you better than me. Or, girl, like, why you acting funny? Like, no, it ain't me acting funny. It's just being real. It's a time and it's a place for everything. But you don't never want to keep stepping out of character with certain people that you call your friends. Every time you go out, it shouldn't be a problem. Every time you turn around, it shouldn't be a problem. If them your friends, why every time you, like, do y'all be thinking, like, that's cool? Like, every time you step out, it's an issue. And it's because of your friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, be ride or die with your friend. But tell your friend, if your friend do a little, hey, friend, you need to relax, friend. We trying to have a good summer. You know what I'm saying? You know how folk get crazy around the summer. And I'm speaking to the younger folks. You know how we get around the summertime. Crazy. And even the ones younger than us. Crazier. So, you just gotta ask yourself, what kind of friend do you got? A yes man? Or a real friend? I'm talking about a real raw friend. I got real raw friends. I'm talking about get to me straight, no chaser. Real friends. Like, real friends are solid. Them friends that you've been friends for years. I'm talking about them the type of friends y'all ain't got to speak for some time. And you can hit them up today and it's just like y'all done talk every day of that week. Them the type of friends you need. Because, baby, let me tell you something. Them type of friends right there is on some. Because, baby, for the simple fact that you know that you ain't got to talk to me every day, but we still got that, you know what I'm saying? We got that connection to know, like, you good? Okay, I know you good. You know I'm good. Okay, cool. Because if something wrong, you would hit me up, right? Okay, cool, friend. I'm cool. You do what you do. You ain't got to talk to me every day. Just if you check in,
hey girl, hey, like, hey, what's up, bro? You know, y'all just sending the love, just letting you know, like, this is what's going on. I'm good this way. I hope you good. Sending blessings, blessings. Cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, them some good friends. And then you got them type of friends where, like, y'all see each other all the time. Like, you might as well just be like, friend, just move in. Like, them some good friends, too. You gotta know your friends. And you gotta know how to handle your friends. Some of y'all handle y'all friends like, dang it. You don't treat your friend like that. You love on your friend. You show your friend, you know, you show your friend love like you would your family that you care for. Men, same for you. Show love. That's cool. But also, show your folk when, you know, they get out of line. Look, I'm going to need you to get it together now. You know what I'm saying? Come on, get with it. Get with the program. You and your friends should be ready to level up. I'm talking about level up. I've seen some good friendships. Like, and I mean like some good ones. I've seen them. And I ain't talking about with Jimmy. I'm talking about with a lot of people. A lot of people I've seen have some real genuine dope friendships. And that's lit. You should always have, I don't care, at least one. At least one friend you can call on the humble, like, friend. Like, one. One is fine. Just to know you got a friend. Somebody that knows and understands and listens to you. Cause the world could get so crazy. We get so wrapped up in our thoughts. And, you know, cause being in your head is a crazy place, man. If you sit in your head long enough, boy, you'll take yourself out. You'll take yourself out. I ain't even lying to you. You sit in your head long enough. But, oh, please, head be gone. But you got that one friend that you could talk your life out with. And they understand you. They don't judge you. They listen to you. If you need to talk or you want them to respond, they will. They'll give their honest opinion, their true valor. You know what I'm saying? They just give you that type of friendship. I cherish friendships. I cherish my friendships. My loyalty and my friendship runs deep. Deep. Like, your friendships, understand, your friends gonna be there when a man leave, that girl leave. That friendship is gonna be there. Long as you don't let nobody come through what you and your friend done built, your friendship will last. Long as your loyalty, your respect, your pride, because let me tell you something. Learn how to defend your friend when them doors closed and your friend ain't there to help. If you sitting around, you hear somebody talking about your friend, ain't no need to go running telling your friend. You better handle that right then and there. Hey, let me tell you something. My friend, you not finna sit over here and talk about her. Whatever you got to say, you know, just say it to her. And that's just it. That's your bottom line. It ain't no argument. We ain't about to argue. It is what it is. I said what I said. And, you know, that's it. That's all. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be no further than that. Because some folks get, like, real in their feelings. But you already knew. When you were talking about my friend, you knew they were my friend. So why was you trying to talk about my friend? And you might have thought I wasn't coming. Oh, okay. But you see how I came by my friend, though. That's how you come behind your friend. Okay? You come hard behind your friend. Your friend better do the same for you. I'm telling you. You call me after you handle that. And I don't mean go out here fighting. You ain't got to fight. Because, baby, ain't nobody trying to get tricked off the streets, out of our money, jobs, and stuff. Folk got lives. Ain't nobody trying to fight. You know what I'm saying? What is a battery? Why are you trying to get a little battery, a little stock charge? Please. Honey. But, yes, y'all got to learn how to be real friends. Real friends do real things. Like, real friends do real things. Like, some happen with your friend or some go wrong, your friend down bad, you right there. I don't care if you ain't got but some, you know, that's your friend. you made something to nothing for your friend. Your friend, man, y'all, get a friend. If you ain't got a friend, that's okay. That is okay. It's okay to not have a friend, because sometimes folk be so messy, you don't even really know if they really your friend or not. Folk be sitting around you, low-key envious of you, watching your air move, want to be just like you. Won't say it, but they'll sit down and downplay everything you say, every dream you ever put out, anything you do, they'll always downplay it, because that ain't your friend. That's the enemy in disguise, and if you keep playing around, might trick you. You might get tricked. You get tricked into a rabbit hole, then you stuck. Now what you gonna do? What you gonna do now? You let them trick you. Don't ever let nobody trick you. If first thing first, when you looking and you meeting people, especially when it's new friends coming in, even your old friends, watch for the little jokes they say. You know, about stuff you be done told them, and it may come up in a discussion and they joking, like, oh, they laughing, you know what I'm saying? They know that's about you. You know, they know that's something that's, you know, bothersome to you, and they just key, like, oh, I see you. That how you moving? Okay, cool. Watch them friends that you bring around your man, and they be looking. You know what I'm saying? They watching. They see everything you do. Soon as you turn your back, boom. There they is. And your man DM. Ready for you to mess up. Or for him to mess up. Because they going to be the first one right there ready in line. Panties already down. Dick already hard. Watch. Your homeboys do it too. Homeboy be mad, can't get no money in his pocket. He mad. Now he want to rob. But he want to rob his friend. But you know what I'm saying? He moving real shiesty, real slime. Like, he ain't going to say what he trying to do, but I bet you he plotting. It's so crazy. The things that people will do for greed. And they'll call themselves your friend. Sit there, sit in your face all day laughing, kicking, and doing whatever. Going out with you, riding in your car, doing all this stuff with you, and really low-key want to be you, and to take you out in a minute just to be you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy how people think, how weird people are, how scary people are, because people are scary. You just never know people's intentions and what they want to do to you. That's why I say know who your friends are. Know who people are. So many people mispass, or so many people pass judgment of thinking somebody's their friend, and it's really a wolf in sheep clothing. They ain't even good for you. They just sit around every time you around them, energy bad, DJ negative, all the little spirits just run around everywhere around, can't even get away from it, cause they just, you just send around the negative energy, just sending them, you just swaddling in negative energy because you think this your friend. Every time y'all go out, it's something wrong. It's something going down. You always in something, but this your friend though. Read for energy. Read for energy. If every time you around somebody and it's always something going on, baby, you need to find a new friend. I ain't never seen nobody want to sit around no drama all the time, or always in some type of conversation where it got something to do with the feds and your name popping up every time you with that man and you ain't got nothing to do with nothing. That's crazy. That ain't your friend. Baby, your friend will never put you in a position to lose. Your friend will always put you in a position to win, to better yourself. Y'all friends ain't doing that. What y'all friend doing? Nah. Nothing. They ain't doing nothing. I'm telling you. Y'all really got to be careful about what y'all call friends. Because they don't really be y'all friend for real. I don't know what these be, associates. they really just be like temp services. They just come in for a season. They ain't even a little temp. They just temp. Ain't even no real friend. Like, what? You think I'm finna keep anybody around me that ain't good for me? That ain't trying to help me elevate? Like, for real. Like Coley Ray said, I'm only doing things that's gonna make me elevate. You should want to elevate with your friend. You should want to eat with your friend. You should want to be at the top with your friend. Some of us do want to eat with our friends. But then you got some folk who don't even want to see their friend eat. They'd rather starve them out. They'll starve them out before they ever throw them anything. Wouldn't even throw them a scrap. Nah. But you'll be like, you'll go claim somebody else as your friend, but then with your day one for real. Let you sleep at their house on their flow sofa couch. Maybe even gave you the bed. Let you shower, clothes on your back. You would eat when you ain't had nothing but lint in your pockets. Some of y'all turn y'all back on y'all friends. Y'all be forgetting that what a friend is, how you come up with your friends. Some of y'all be forgetting. But you'll go out here and you'll be friend with a dog if it would have come down to it. For you be friend with your real friend, your real dog. It's crazy. It's just so crazy how friendships can just be two-sided. It can either be real or it can be fake. It can be genuine or it can be hate. Like, it's serious. But get to know y'all friends. Get to know who you around and what you got going on. Evaluate your friends. Shoot, for real, like, if every time y'all around each other, it's a mess, you need to reevaluate some things around you. Because that ain't good. That is not good. Reevaluate your life. Are y'all helping or hurting each other? If every time y'all go out, is there an issue? That's male or female. And that's for the males and the females. Can you call on your friend when something wrong with you? Could you talk to your friend and they give you true advice? Or is they going to sit there and hold the phone and just breathe? Check your friend. What kind of friend you got? You need to make a checklist. As a friend, what type of friend are you? Don't forget that. What type of friend are you? Because the type of friend that you are, you should want that type of friend in return. So like I said, what type of friend do you have and what type of friend are you? Let that marinate in your spirit real nice. And when you figure out what type of friend you have and what type of friend you are, implement that into your life and figure out if your friend is some good for you or if they ain't. I ain't saying go out here and make no problem. But sometimes you got to deal with certain people from certain distances. And sometimes people are seasonal, part-time. Not everybody is to be considered a friend forever. You know what I'm saying? So just be considerate of your feelings and the type of people you want around you. Just always think about that. Be mindful of that. So, in closing, my lovelies, just think of the type of friend you are and the type of friend that you would want around you. And then you manifest that into your life. And just ask for directions. Ask for removal. I promise you, you will figure out who's your real friends. You'll be put in situations so crazy. And you'll be like, what is going on? Like, why you turning? No, baby, you asked for that. You asked for it. The universe granted what you wanted. So, like I said, take your time now.
peace, love, and blessings to you all. I hope y'all have a beautiful, beautiful Thursday today. It is beautiful outside. The birds are chirping. The sun is up. It may be a little nippy, a little tender outside. But you know what? You get up. You make today great. You be positive. You be happy. You be loved. You be kind. And y'all just have a beautiful day, okay? Okay, okay? Okay, yeah. All right, see you later. Bye.